Today I'd like to share with you some of the benefits of speaking in tongues. Hopefully you've already received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and the Scripture says that you receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The purpose of all of this is that God never did anything without the Holy Spirit. He created the heavens and the earth by the Spirit moving upon the waters. Jesus never did any miracles until the Holy Spirit descended upon Him and anointed Him. And we can't be effective either without the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. But even after you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's not just automatic. This doesn't mean that the power of God just oozes out of you at all times. You have to do things. There are things that you can do that release and manifest the power of the Holy Spirit. One of these is speaking in tongues. In the book of Jude, in verse 20, it says, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God," etc. This scripture, if you put it together with some others and research it, I believe that when it says praying in the Holy Ghost, this is talking about praying in tongues. One of the things that happens when the baptism of the Holy Spirit comes is that they spoke in tongues. It says in Acts 2:4 on the day of Pentecost that they were filled with the Holy Ghost and they spake with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. And consistently all the way through the book of Acts, there was a manifestation of God's presence when the people receive the Holy Spirit. And of course, there's much more to the Holy Spirit than just speaking in tongues, but it is one of the important things. One of the reasons for this, let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about 9 of the different gifts of the Holy Spirit, and it gives some instructions about speaking in tongues. Just for time's sake, I'm going to skip all the way over into chapter 14. And in verse 13, it says, "Wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful." Now, I've already taught about how that when a person gets born again, that they literally receive a new identity, that they become a totally brand new person in their spirit. They're completely changed. And how do you get this out? Well, there's a number of ways, but one of them is when you're praying in tongues, it says your spirit, this part of you that has the perfect wisdom of God, this perfect power and faith of God, all of these things, you are releasing that when you speak in tongues. When you pray in another tongue, your spirit prays, is what 1 Corinthians 14:14 is saying. Look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. And the Apostle Paul said in verse 6, he says, "Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory." So Paul said that he was speaking the wisdom. It wasn't the wisdom of this world, but it was the wisdom of God, and it came in a mystery. If you put this together with Ephesians, he also said there that he had had the mysteries of God revealed unto him, that God had revealed these mysteries. How is it that you get revelation? How is it that these mysteries become alive? Well, if you remember, he says we're speaking the hidden wisdom of God in a mystery. Put that together with 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And in verse 2, it says, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries." I mean, this is the exact same terminology by the same author, and it's in the same book. And so right here, he's saying that he's speaking the hidden wisdom of God when you speak in tongues. The Bible says in many different places, I'll just pick a few of them, but 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, that's the same context as that verse we just used. It says you have the mind of Christ. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, it says that you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. This isn't talking about your brain. You can prove by your last test score that you don't know all things yet with your mind. But in your spirit, you have the mind of Christ. You know all things. How do you get this wisdom out? How do you get it functional in your life? Well, one of the ways that you do that is that you start speaking in tongues. And when you speak in tongues, according to 1 Corinthians 14:2, in the spirit you are speaking mysteries, the hidden wisdom of God. And then in verse 13 and 14 down here, we've already read that. It says that once you speak in tongues, pray that you interpret so that your understanding might become fruitful. I can give you my own personal testimony that when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and started speaking in tongues, it changed my life dramatically. I believe that when I got born again is when Christ came and lived on the inside of me and deposited everything in there. But when the Holy Spirit came upon me is when it began to start being manifest to me and to other people. And there's a couple of things that happen. When I pray in tongues, it's foolishness to your mind. I mean, my mind, for the first year I prayed in tongues, my mind just told me, this is crazy. All you're doing is just wasting your time. And it took faith for me to pray in tongues. That's the reason that Jude verse 20 says that you build up yourself on your most holy faith. It takes you out of natural reasoning and thinking, and it puts you into a supernatural realm of faith. And then another thing that I experienced was that as I would pray in tongues for people, I would find out that people that I hadn't thought of for years would come to my remembrance. And I'd start praying for them, and then within just a day or two, those people would contact me, and I'd found out that something miraculous happened. And this happened so many times that I finally began to put these things together and realized that I believe when I was praying in tongues, I was praying with a wisdom that went beyond just my mental ability, and my spirit that knew all things and had the mind of Christ was praying for people in ways that I couldn't ever do in my own physical understanding. One example of this is that one day I was praying, and like I said, it took faith for me to pray in tongues. And I was battling some of these thoughts about, boy, you could be speaking in English and doing something good instead of speaking in this gibberish. And I was having to deal with these thoughts and put them down. And I just kept praying, and finally a guy came and knocked on my door. I hadn't seen him in 4 years. And instead of saying hi or anything, he just walked in and sat down and began to cry and pour out his heart. He was having all these problems. And I was sitting here thinking, boy, I should have been praying in English. And then my next thought was, well, how would I have known to pray for this guy? I hadn't seen him in 4 years. And then it just dawned on me that I had been praying for him, that God had been preparing me. I'd been interceding for him in a way that I couldn't if I'd have been praying only in my understanding. And all of a sudden, revelation began to come to me. I told him, I said, I can tell you what your problem is. And I went ahead and finished his story for him and gave him his answer. And you got to remember, this is still back when I was in my denominational church. He didn't know what had happened to me. I wasn't real sure what had happened to me, and it scared both of us. But it was God. It was the power of God in manifestation. And I tell you, God used it supernaturally. That's what this is speaking about. When you are praying in tongues, it's your spirit praying. Your spirit knows exactly what to do. It's been born again. It's got the mind of Christ. It's got an unction from God so that you know all things. And there's no limitation in your spirit. If you could walk in the Spirit and in the power and the revelation that's in your spirit, it would transform your physical life. And one way of doing that, it's not the only way, but one way is just to start speaking in tongues. Recognize, believe that when you're speaking in tongues, you're building up yourself on your most holy faith, that your spirit is praying the hidden wisdom of God, the perfect revelation of God is coming. And then according to 1 Corinthians 14:13, just pray that you interpret. Now that doesn't mean that you have to stop praying in tongues and then pray in English to interpret it, but it just means your understanding becomes fruitful. If you're in a church service and you give a message in tongues, then you have to stop and interpret it in English. But if you're praying by yourself the way I do it, I just pray in tongues and trust that God has given me revelation. And sometimes my attitude just changes. I don't have a specific word. It's not a phrase. It's not a paragraph. I just all of a sudden see things clearly. I get a different perspective on it. Sometimes it may take a week before I get the full revelation, but I believe that that time praying in tongues and believing that I interpreted was a part of it. So speaking in tongues is very beneficial for many things, but certainly much more than just a proof that you have received the Holy Spirit. It should be a part of our everyday life. It's a way to communicate with God, to bypass our brain that has all of the doubts and the fears in it, and communicate directly from our heart to the Father. And it builds you up on your most holy faith. It releases the hidden wisdom of God. And I just pray that every one of you will be able to flow in this and release your faith and receive the full benefit of speaking in tongues.